Higher Biz.
Inside your business.
Inside your business is powered by Capitec. Why settle for business as usual? Bank on better with Capitec Business.
Capitec is an authorized FSP 46669.
It's just a little over 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Kukuletu Mfupi. Get in touch, share your views and your thoughts. We want to hear from you. And especially if you happen to be an entrepreneur. One thing we know about small businesses is that you are the engine, the gearbox, the steering wheel and the tires literally hitting the ground in South Africa's economy. And they play a critical role in terms of ensuring employment takes place, economic growth, as well as being a propeller for economic development in a wide variety of sectors. But tonight we want to deep dive into the level of resilience that South African entrepreneurs do have. And this does come through in some data and insight that's been shared from Merchant Capital, which puts a very clear picture around some of the strong performers, how we manage our cash flow, and of course, in deliberate and intentional investments in helping our businesses grow. To tell us more, we're joined by Chief Technology Officer from Merchant Capital, David Reinders. David, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, good.
Excited to speak to you tonight because I guess when we talk all things entrepreneurship and SMMEs, it does really help us get a clearer picture of what's happening on the ground in the economy. And maybe let's just start there, right? As Merchant Capital and your role put in particular as Chief Technology Officer, you have a front row seat to witnessing some of the movements that we see within SMMEs. What are you currently seeing at the moment? Where's the confidence? Is there strain? What's the reality essentially of SMMEs in the country?
Well, Gugu, it is really a front row seat, and it's quite exciting at present. Internally at Merchant Capital, we have a phrase in difficult times that goes, never waste a crisis.
Yes.
Because it sharpens your mind, it makes you look at things differently. And often you come up with creative ideas that you wouldn't have if you weren't under pressure. And we're seeing exactly that from so many of our customers who use the funds we provide to seize opportunities to make changes in their business. It's not all a bed of roses, so we are seeing some who are grasping at opportunity and making the most of it. We're seeing others who have to pull in their belts, and some of our customers actually put projects on hold because of the impacts of the fuel price and the volatility that we see worldwide.
Sure. So again, responding to exogenous factors that then impact and influence the operational capacity and even strategies going forward. Would you say this kind of climate in 2026 differs a lot from what you witnessed maybe during the pandemic?
Well, I suppose at the pandemic, many of us thought that it would end soon.
Yeah.
And we all hope, many of us hope that the volatility and the situation in the Middle East will settle soon because we like calmer waters. But I think that it's unwise to bank on that. Mm. At the time, we had another phrase that said, perhaps this is not a storm, maybe it's a blizzard or an ice age. That was an image we used to help us thinking about the time frame over which a difficult season could last. Mm. And of course, if you think it's a storm, you just hunker down and hold your breath. If you think it's longer, you look at your business with a little bit more of a critical eye to see how you can make longer lasting improvements. And that is something that we would encourage our customers and other SMMEs to do, is have a look at your business to see how you can make changes that don't just help you through the current volatility, but actually set you up on a stronger foundation for the future.
100%. And that is so critical, right? It actually speaks to managing your cash effectively. If ever there was ever a lesson we learned coming out of the pandemic, cash is king. And that speaks to all businesses, really, to make sure that you're able to pay off your staff, take care of your responsibilities, and essentially manage whatever flows you need to take care of. Is that still the case, where cash buys you time and cash being a buffer remains critical?
Yeah, it certainly buys you time. And of course, when things are good, it's very tempting to use the end of the month zero balance budgeting approach, which is actually unwise. But when your business is just flying, you can get away with it. We think it's good practice to have between 3 and 5 months cash in an emergency fund that you don't touch until it's a rainy day. And when it's a rainy day, you'll be very, very pleased that you have access to that cash. Now, of course, not every business is able to have all of that cash to put away. The employees come to them, fuel costs are rising, their stories, customers put them under pressure, suppliers increase their prices. And at Merchant Capital, we offer another way to have that cash available by allowing customers to take up working capital quickly, easily, and on a flexible basis.
I'm so glad you highlight this because, as you said, 3 to 5 months worth of cash savings essentially in emergency funds. And maybe we need to add some context, right? Because someone might say, well, yeah, I've got some cash, but 300,000 rand is very different to 300 million rand to 30,000 rand, depending on the size, scale, and industry of the business that you might be in and your overheads. So maybe let's just add some context for anyone who's an entrepreneur and listening as to how they should actually ensure that that's an adequate buffer in terms of quantifying that figure.
Well, I think the first place to start is to look at your monthly expenses and get that as a number. Let's imagine that's 10.
Perfect.
And because you're 100% right, depending on your size of your business, that will be very, very different. But let's just imagine it comes to 10. Some people would say that you're in a great shape if you then have 30 available. Let's call that the three-month war chest. Mm-hmm. But for those businesses who are feeling psyched out by that, like that number is too big, I would say the first place to start is when you have a look at your monthly expenses, work out what you absolutely have to pay. Because there's some expenses that you can cut for a period if you need. And so in those expenses of 10, try and work out which are the expenses that you must keep, either to keep the business running. Perhaps for us, that's staff costs. You know, when we went through COVID, we were very pleased that we didn't reduce any staff because we see them as the engine room of our company.
Gotcha.
It may be staff. Of course, it may be rent because if you don't have a premises, you can't go anywhere. And come up with a view of, how could you cut costs for the 3 months that would get you through so that you don't have to have a war chest of 30, say, if your monthly was 10, but you could maybe get it down to 20 or 22. We think the other thing, though, to add on to that, that buys you time is relationships.
Mm.
If you've invested in relationships with your suppliers, you may be able to go to them to ask for a little bit of breathing room.
Yes.
When you hit that difficult period. And on the same basis, if you invest in relationships with your customers and you're willing to give them a little bit of breathing room when they're under pressure, you actually build loyalty through your supply chain in ways that help you ride out difficult times. At Merchant Capital, we think of that idea as being fundamentally human, which is quite interesting for a technology officer to say, but we think it's profound to invest in quality relationships with both your suppliers and your customers.
100%. So critical. And I think a big lesson that anyone in any industry can actually learn regarding that. And maybe that's an aspect that we can talk about tonight, David, because I'm aware at Merchant Capital, you support a wide array of businesses, whether in the retail space, hospitality, and many other spaces as well. So you literally have a bird's eye view of actually seeing which sectors are more defensive than others, whether it's medical, food and beverage, or even retail. And what are you seeing currently in terms of your observations? And if these different sectors also need different approaches, given their uniqueness?
Yeah, so the first thing we learned when we started this business 13, 14 years ago was that different sectors needed different approaches. We couldn't have a one-size-fits-all. If we just offered one thing that was on a take-it-or-leave-it basis, we wouldn't have been able to serve all of these industries. And so we've had to develop particular expertise in a wide variety of them and make sure that even once we understand an industry, when we engage with a customer, we allow the customer to customize what they need based on what they want.
Mm.
Because it's very important for a small business owner to feel like they're in control, and not just being forced to take products on somebody else's terms. So we think that that is crucial. And we love working with a customer to help them fine-tune what we can offer them so that they can really fund their ambition. Across the board, we do see varying performance. We are seeing those who are directly involved in logistics or who have high transport costs. That is a tricky space at present because those companies are really not sure what a massive cost component of their businesses are going to be.
Right.
There are other businesses which are doing really well because they are seeing opportunities in the uncertainty. And I'm quite pleased to say that that actually covers many of the sectors of retail and small business to business that we serve.
100%. Sure. It's such an interesting theme to witness. And I think for anyone who's interacted with your brand, you really do personalize it to bespoke offerings that are unique to entrepreneurs. Before I let you go, David, I'm just keen, you know, looking ahead, as you've mentioned, we are seeing a level of resilience, but I'm sure South African entrepreneurs are also tired. Outside of that, though, when you look at the remainder of 2026 and just many of the macroeconomic factors we should be mindful of, and even technological trends, what should we keep top of mind if there are two themes that you can identify?
So I am so keenly aware of how busy entrepreneurs are, which is why we try and automate a bunch of stuff so that they don't have to spend unnecessary time engaging with us. But I would encourage entrepreneurs to make some time to invest in technologies that will make their lives easier. Of course, everybody is talking about AI, but I found AI actually makes me personally more productive. So I would say to those entrepreneurs who are feeling a little reticent, maybe their kids are raving about AI and they haven't got into it, give it a go. You may be pleasantly surprised at how it makes your day-to-day tasks easier. The second one is, even though you're tired, keep your eyes open for opportunities. It's most likely how you got into business, by seeing an opportunity. And even in the volatility, there are amazing opportunities if you keep your eyes open.
Definitely. Oh, I like that. Focus on it. Invest in AI where you can to ease the productivity, allow you more time, and keep your eye on the opportunity. David, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
Thank you, Gugu.
Appreciate your time. That's David Reinders, Chief Technology Officer from Merchant Capital. If you're an entrepreneur and the one thing you're always raving about is access to finance, well, Merchant Capital is one of those institutions you can go to. Again, asset-free merchant finance that they offer, but of course depends on your ability to qualify, the industry that you happen to operate in, but it's worth a try. Give them a call, see how best they can assist you, and most importantly, get the opportunity to scale, grow, and seek the funding that you need as an entrepreneur. That's where we leave it for the Inside Your Business for today. But of course, we continue our conversation in just a moment, talking all things around entrepreneurship. Tonight, we speak to the founder of Leoga Engineering, Katlego Mokgatha, is going to give us some insight into his journey, celebrating more than 10 years of operations, and they've worked with big businesses in the FMCG space, aviation, infrastructure, and mining. We'll get some perspective on the level of growth that he's attained, and most importantly, new innovative insights we can look forward to. All of that coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock.
If you're running a business, you know the sound. That's growth. Another customer. Money in the bank. Why should your business slow down for your bank? With Capitec Business, it doesn't. You get lower fees, faster credit approvals, and bankers who know your business. Now that's progress. Bank on better with Capitec Business Banking. Capitec is an authorized credit provider. FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees, and conditions apply.
This Easter.